Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode on the 10 Minutes of UX podcast. My name is Praise UX, and I am your host today on the podcast. In the previous episode, we talked about design systems. I explained rather than define it. So I explained what design systems are in a way I understood best and how I could easily pass on that knowledge. Today I'm going to be talking about why do you want to use a design system? What are the advantages of using design systems today? If you did not listen to the introduction on design systems and you are currently listening to this episode, I would say that you could pause right now, listen to the previous episode where we introduced design systems so that you could really flow with this. And so without wasting much time, let's get into it. We fully understand what design systems are, but the next question you would want to ask, or someone like me would want to ask, is why would I want to make use of design systems? I think the number one reason, and like I said, the most common one, and the one everybody would agree with me, is that it saves time. The time you would use to start building from scratch, the time you would use to start doing your research on the best option to go with, the design system saves you that time, so you can easily create whatever you want to create from scratch in a very fast time frame. You can easily replicate whatever you want to do, you can scale up immediately and all of that, so it saves you that time of building anything from scratch. So if you have a design system today and you want to go across different screen sizes, you already have what you are going to build with. All you need to do on Figma, all you need to do is, if you've published it, all you need to do is to go on your library on Figma and then begin to pick the elements of the designs that you need across the different screen sizes that you have. So that's one. Number two, it's still related to saving time, but it gives you the opportunity to focus on more complex problems versus UI problems. And this is what I'm saying. It's like you already, how will I put it right now? So I can say it's like you already have your solution to an extent when it comes to UI. And so since the elements are already, all the elements you need for your designs are already created. And so your focus would be more on how do we create the best experience. And so you have more opportunity to focus on larger problems, to focus on more complex issues, probably UX problems, research problems, and all of that, versus on the UI side of things. Another one which I like particularly is the consistency. I love the consistency that comes with it. It's a common language everybody is speaking. So from the brand team to the marketing team to the devs, like everybody is speaking the same language. And now this just made me remember that I'm still on the time frame and being able to scale quickly and replicate things quickly. Since you have your designs as a designer in your library, the same thing happens for a developer as well. So the developer doesn't need to go and code from scratch that UI element. All he needs to do is to go into the library and pick up that element and add it to the code base. And so it's so very simple for everybody, whether a designer or a developer. And yeah, but see, this ties back to consistency. So there's a consistency across all the projects. So nothing is looking new or foreign to anybody or anyone. Whatever you are doing, that consistency is there. Everybody understands. Nobody is surprised at any point. Say, oh, when did we start using this? When did our buttons become rounded? And all of that. The consistency is top-notch. I think that's what I'm going to say. So visual consistency, same language everybody's speaking. It makes things very, very easy and smooth. And even makes things easy too when it comes to transitioning. Yeah. Another one again is that I think I've forgotten it. So I've mentioned this saving time. I've mentioned visual consistency, speaking the same language across different teams, being able to focus on larger and more complex problems. What else again? If I remember the next one, I am going to talk about it later on. Now, the next thing I want to say is why should you consider design systems now? I've noticed in recent time a growing need, or I don't know if to say a growing need, but what I've noticed recently is that there's been a whole, I don't know the right word to put there, but let me say increase or demand for designers who understand design systems, who have worked with design systems, who know how to use design systems. It's been there, but in recent times I've seen it from 2020 up to 2021. I've seen that increase and that demand, and it's across both designers and developers. So I've seen organizations hiring solely for their design system teams. They are looking for developers who have worked with design systems, who have experience with design systems. They're looking for designers who have experience with design, working with design system. Or as some of them are just building out a team strictly on design systems. They are looking for designers who are interested in working in the. In fact, there is a Slack channel. If you are not a part of the Slack channel, I'm going to drop the link, and I would advise, or encourage you rather, to join the Slack channel. There's an old Slack channel dedicated, I found, for design systems, but you have both devs and designers there. It has a lot of channels on it, right? Sub channels rather on it, and then people saying, we're speaking about design systems. You would write there. There's a job tab as job channel as well, where people are posting job vacancy, saying, oh, my team is looking for XYZ to work on our design systems and all of that. So now is the time to consider working with design system. Now is the time to grab that experience you need working on design system. So this is not the time for you to sleep on it. Now is the time that you need to do it, because companies are realizing the need and they are ready to scale up. And they are looking for people who have this experience. I'm going to share a strategy I thought that I was going to use, but I do not have the time to leverage any anymore. So, my strategy earlier on was, since I had interest in design systems and I wanted to apply for roles, that I had to display or show that I had the knowledge and experience working with it. And so my plan was to build a new portfolio, and for each project that I had on the portfolio, show my experience working with a design system on that project. And so basically that would have had me building a design system for the project if they do not have a design system, and then also working on the project as well. So it was going to like consume all of my time. And so I would have a project as well, and I also have the design system as well. It was a good idea, but it was going to consume a whole lot of my time, and so I didn't even go ahead with it anymore. Instead, what I did on my new portfolio, which I'm currently working on, is have two projects on product design, have one fully on user research, and have one solely on design systems. And so I just have only four projects displayed on my current portfolio, which I'm still working on, and that worked for me as well, because as earlier on, I said in the previous episode, I said I was working on design systems in my organization right now, and so I was able to tell my experience on that project on my portfolio. And so if you are thinking of applying for jobs that are solely for on design systems, you could sit down and map out strategies on how you could do it. Another thing you can do is to speak to people who are currently in that role. So that's why you need the Slack group. I don't know what's the Slack group. I don't know anything about it. So it's not like I'm promoting it, but it's been good to me, and there's no need of me hiding it anymore. So you should join the Slack group. I have conversations with people who have had are in this current position, or have had experience in this current position, and map out a strategy on how you can showcase your skills, showing that you understand design systems, you've worked with design systems and all of that, and be able to apply for roles, have that confidence to be able to apply for roles that are fully demanding for experience on design systems. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about how you can go ahead to build one, your checklist, and I think basically that. But in this one, I'm going to attach the Slack link so you could join the channel. So if you listen up to this point, congratulations, you're getting the Slack link, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.